Hey everybody, welcome to the show. It's the How to Sleep Podcast. It's your host, Mike Schaefer, and I'm coming to you, I'm recording this Sunday night. You may be listening Monday morning, so if that's the case, if it's the start to your work week, I hope you have a great start to the work week, and maybe this is something little and mini that can get you off to a good start. This is Mini Manual number 4. And I'm going to share two things with you today. One will be for an everyday item that I use, and the other one will be a follow-up from the Homebrewed Amber Ale episode. So I'll start with the everyday item, and then we'll end with a fun little finish. So the first, they're not really instructions. Well, I guess they sort of are. It's the, when you buy contact lens eye drops, it's a small box and you have a tiny little piece of folded up paper that comes with it. And if you're like me, you've thrown that piece of paper away every time that you've bought the box until I started recording the show and I just started saving manuals, I guess, and instructions, anything that's coming with what I purchased, in the event that I need something a little shorter for a mini manual. So here we are. I'm going to share with you the contents of that little piece of paper for Refresh Contacts Contact Lens Comfort Drops. And this is from the company Allergan. I don't know if it's Allergan or Allergen. It would make sense for Allergan, but it's A-L-L-E-R-G-A-N, which makes me wonder if it's Allergan. I'm going to say Allergan and go from there. Refresh Contacts Contact Lens Comfort Drops. For use with soft, hydrophilic contact lenses and for use with rigid gas permeable, RGP, contact lenses. Description. Refresh Contacts. Contact Lens Comfort Drops is a sterile, buffered, isotonic preserved solution. This aqueous formulation includes carboxymethylcellulose sodium, sodium chloride, boric acid, sodium borate, decahydrate, potassium chloride, calcium chloride, magnesium chloride, purified water, and is preserved with Purite, the registered registered sign, the R circled, stabilized oxychloro complex, 0.005%. This formula may also contain hydrochloric acid and or sodium hydroxide to adjust pH. This preparation contains no chlorhexidine, no thimerosal, and no other mercury-containing ingredients. Actions. Refresh Contacts has been formulated for use with both soft and rigid gas-permeable, RGP, contact lenses to re-wet lenses before insertion and lubricate lenses during wear to moisten and reduce lens friction against the cornea. It also relieves minor irritation, discomfort, dryness, blurring, and itchiness, which may occur while wearing your lenses. Indications. Use Refresh Contacts Contact Lens Comfort Drops to lubricate and re-wet soft and rigid gas permeable, RGP, contact lenses to help relieve dryness, discomfort, and irritation that may be associated with lens wear, and to cushion lenses by placing a drop on the lens prior to application on the eye. Contraindications. If you are allergic to any ingredient in Refresh Contacts, do not use this product. Warnings. Problems with contact lenses and lens care products could result in serious injury to the eye. It is essential that you follow your eye care practitioner's directions and all labeling instructions for proper use and care of your lenses and lens care products, including the lens case. Eye problems, including corneal ulcers, can develop rapidly and lead to loss of vision. Daily wear lenses are not indicated for overnight wear and should not be worn while sleeping. Clinical studies have shown that the risk of serious adverse reactions is increased when these lenses are worn overnight. extended wear lenses should be regularly removed for cleaning and disinfecting or for disposal and replacement on the schedule prescribed by your eye care practitioner. Clinical studies have shown that there is an increased incidence of serious adverse reactions in extended wear contact lens users as compared to daily wear contact lens users. Studies have also shown that the risk of serious adverse reactions increases the longer extended wear lenses are worn before removal for cleaning and disinfecting or for disposal and replacement. Studies have also shown that smokers had a higher incidence of adverse reactions. It is recommended that contact lens wearers see their eye care practitioner twice each year or, if directed, more frequently. To avoid contamination or possible eye injury, do not touch the dropper tip of the bottle to any surface. Replace cap after using. And this is a two-sided piece of paper, so I just turn to the second side. Precautions. Keep bottle tightly closed when not in use, for in-eye use only. Do not use in the lens case. Store at 59 to 86 degrees Fahrenheit, or 15 to 30 degrees Celsius. Use before the expiration date marked on the bottle label and carton. Discard 90 days after opening. If solution changes color or becomes cloudy, or if the packaging shows evidence of tampering, do not use. Keep out of reach of children. Adverse reactions, possible problems, and what to do. The following may occur. There's a few bullet points here. Eyes stinging, burning, or itching. Excessive watering, what they call tearing, of the eyes. Unusual eye secretions. Redness of the eyes. Reduced sharpness of vision. Visual acuity. Blurred vision. Sensitivity to light. Photophobia. Dry eyes. And allergic reactions. If the problem continues, immediately remove your lenses, discontinue use of all lens care products that contact the eye, and consult your eye care practitioner. If any of the above occur, a serious condition such as infection, corneal ulcer, neovascularization, or iritis may be present. Seek immediate professional identification of the problem and obtain treatment if necessary to avoid serious eye damage. Directions. To lubricate and re-wet lenses during the day. Wet the lenses in the eye. Apply 1 to 2 drops to each eye as needed or as directed by your eye care practitioner. Blink several times. For extra comfort, place 1 or 2 drops of Refresh contact lens comfort drops on each side of each lens before application. How supplied. Refresh Contacts is supplied sterile in an opaque teal LDPE plastic bottle with a teal dropper with a teal high-impact polystyrene HIPS cap as follows. 12 milliliters in a 15 milliliter bottle. The bottle labels are marked with the lot number and expiration date. Lenses. Refresh Contacts Contact Lens Comfort Drops is for use with soft, hydrophilic, and rigid gas permeable RGP contact lenses. Silicone acrylate and fluorosilicone acrylate rigid gas permeable lenses are recommended for use with Refresh Contacts. Consult your eye care practitioner to identify the lens you wear. Revised 12/2015, so December of 2015. Copyright 2016 Allergan, all rights reserved, all trademarks of the property of their respective owners, made in the USA. So much to know about the eye drops I've been using all these years, so fun stuff. Alright, and we're going to end mini manual number 4 with a fun little treat. I have a beer can that has ingredients listed and instructions. And most cans don't have this, so I thought it'd be a fun treat to add this to the cast. So, Old Nation Brewery in Michigan. I haven't been there yet. It's a newer brewery and definitely came to be, after I had left the state. And it's an excellent brewery, and their flagship IPA, M43, is very good. It's excellent. And their double IPA, Boss Tweed, and I don't know how many double IPAs they have, but this is their main double, is an excellent beer, and I like it more than M43. But the can has ingredients, has instructions. I couldn't miss a chance to share those with you guys. So Old Nation has a cool logo, and this can's pretty funny. A friend of mine and I were in Florida recently, and our friend we were visiting, we were explaining to him Old Nation, and he's like, oh, is that the tall can with the white label and the black writing? And we were like, yeah, that's it. So, it's not your typical short 12-ounce can. It's 16 ounces. It's taller. And it's the Old Nation logo is cool. It's got a white N encircled by a thick white circle. And then there's a black circle surrounding that. It's a cool logo. And the New Orthodox Indian Pale Ale series is what Boss Tweed is a part of, this beer. So Boss Tweed's written there, and it's 9.3% alcohol by volume. The IBUs are 68, the international bitter units, and you can Google or search those online for now. We have no episodes on IBU, but look those up if you're not familiar. And then 16 fluid ounces. And we have some ingredients. So for malt, we have pils, wheat, oat, and Vienna. And boil hops, we have Magnum, Simcoe, Citra, and Mosaic. And I didn't get into a lot of detail on the homebrewed amber ale episode about the different types of hops. That could be something for the future, but you can definitely look those up. You can also obviously read Joshua Bernstein's book. He has all sorts of info there, but lots of different hops, and they use four of them in the boil, and then they dry hop with Simcoe, Citra, Mosaic, and Azaka. They say keep cold and drink fresh, and then there's a product of the U.S. of USA, and then there's an image of the state of Michigan with the lower peninsula in the mitten and the upper peninsula, and they say haze is good. Their beers, their IPAs in particular, are the hazy New England style IPAs, which are very clear in appearance, almost like juice. It doesn't look like the typical beer that you're going to see. So we have your standard government warning. One, according to the Surgeon General, women should not drink alcoholic beverages during pregnancy because of the risk of birth defects. Two, consumption of alcoholic beverages impairs your ability to drive a car or operate machinery and may cause health problems. And then it says, proudly brewed and bottled in Williamston, Michigan. Please drink responsibly. There's a logo for the Brewers Association, the Independent Craft Brewers Association, which is a bottle of beer that's upside down with Independent Craft written on the bottle and then Brewers Association written vertically to the left of it. And it says certified at the top of that. And then we have Old Nation Brewing Company, oldnationbrewing.com. And then finally, we have instructions on how to drink the beer, which I think could be mocked by plenty of people who are saying, why do I need instructions? Just crack it open and drink it or pour it into a glass. Well, some beers have sediment in them, and this is one of them. So they say, don't freak out. Sediment and what you can do about it. There's sediment in the bottom of the can. It's okay. One, roll the can for even sediment distribution. Then they have a hand here with a circle with arrows going around it, showing it being rolled. And that's one option. Or two, there's an image of a can being poured into a glass, and it says, pour, but leave some behind. And that includes some of the sediment. Either way is fine. Enjoy. And I'll second Old Nation's message, drink responsibly, always. And that'll close out the episode. So you can reach the show, as reminders, you can reach the show at Facebook, How to Sleep Podcast, at Facebook, Twitter's How to Sleep Cast, and if you want to email, howtosleeppodcast@gmail.com. Reach out, love to hear from everyone. Thanks for listening. Have a wonderful day, and I'll talk to you soon.